Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, sitting in for the vacationing Sam Chad. We'll be talking about affordable housing with Aaron West from the Nevada Builders Alliance. On our Power Pundit panel today, we have Sam Kumar, Connie McMullen, and Lisa Caffaretta. All come up on a brand new Nevada Newsmaker.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Randy Thompson, and I'm joined today by Aaron West, the CEO of the Nevada Builders Alliance. So, welcome. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Randy.
So, explain a little bit about what the Builders Alliance is, because you guys have gone through a rebranding from what you were before to what you offer now.
Yeah, it was a regional construction organization. We are now the state's largest construction trade association. So, we represent the construction industry as a whole. Commercial, residential, and all the subcontractors.
But you also offer services that other organizations don't. You're not just a lobbyist, in other words.
Right. Yeah. Well, our value proposition certainly is we have a great workers' comp program through mm-hmm. Pro Group Management, and it saves our folks a lot of money. And we're honored to have that and be able to provide that. So, mm-hmm. and then together with that value add, then we provide advocacy. Depends on whether you want to be an advocate or a lobbyist.
That's true. Well, speaking of affordable housing and affordable housing is probably the biggest issue statewide.
Right.
And I noticed that last July, the Reno City Council said that they want more ideas on what we should be doing, and these ideas they've been talking about for 3 years.
Right.
So now we're in 4 years, and they're still putting out suggestions, and they're lamenting on how we're not moving forward with affordable housing. It seems like the only thing that the City Council in Reno has done is the Sage Street kind of dormitory tiny houses.
Right.
Where are we on moving forward with some affordable housing options?
Well, I think the challenge is we throw around the word affordable, right? And usually when you drill down into it, what most folks are thinking of when they say affordable is actually obtainable workforce housing, right? So you have the affordable, which, subsidized Section 8, which certainly brings a whole other set of challenges. But for us, I think, and really what they're looking at is how do we try and provide a product at a price point that, the average, person, working
in the construction trades,
yeah,
or a minimum wage worker someplace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Thankfully our guys make
a lot
of money.
So you guys can afford housing.
But it's a lot of the warehouse guys and the, mm-hmm. Some of the manufacturing stuff. So I think the challenge is, one of the frustrations from our standpoint is that we think that there's a, certainly there's a market solution to that. It's trying to get more product to market, but the process now for development in this community is really challenging. And so we've seen projects, you know, that literally, you know all the lots that were developed back in the day that sat dormant, those are all gone, right? So we're coming out of the ground with fresh stuff. So from, you know, the time of acquiring that property to, you know, getting an approval for a project is now taking 2 to 3 years. Right. And then and as you go through that process, right, with lots of people complaining about it, as you're trying to go through
a lot of the NIMBYs, you know, not in my backyard,
not in my backyard, mm-hmm. right? And so, and what they do is that then they start providing concessions. Okay, well, more open space and more landscaping and more, you know, amenities, and all that just continues to drive the cost up.
Yep.
And so then, once you get the project approval, then you still have to go build it, right? So you're through another set of approval processes and reviews. And so, you know, these things are taking 4, 5, 6 years, you know, before we ever even contemplate putting a house up.
Right.
So that's one of the biggest challenges. And we don't really see anyone speaking to that side of it, right? It's give us a more affordable product, and by the way, you know, we might ask you to subsidize, you know, some affordable housing or something along those lines, right? Which, again, we just keep adding to that cost. Yep. So,
and then that drives the price of a house up, period, which makes it unapproachable for a lot of folks.
Yeah, that's the challenge. So, and that's kind of why we've seen a shift in the market to, you know, last year in 2017 was the first time that there were more multifamily units permitted in Washoe County than single family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, unfortunately, well, and there's also some market trends, right, that would show that, you know, the younger generation maybe isn't as hip to home ownership as, you know, as the previous generation. So I think, thankfully, we're starting to get caught up with some of that supply on the apartment side. We're starting to see some leveling off of rents. And but, it's, you know, those are nice new projects, you know, that with a pretty high ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Well, I recently saw that Councilman Paul McKenzie said he was frustrated by the lack of the city action in addressing Reno's affordable housing. But then Mayor Sheehy countered and said that he needs to support such projects when they're presented to the council. And I know Mike Raley told me recently about a project that was turned down. It was an affordable housing project that Paul McKenzie opposed.
Yeah.
So it seems like there are projects out there, but the city council doesn't like them or...
Well, and you know, one of the challenges certainly is going back to this NIMBY idea. You know, the fastest way to get a group of neighbors upset is first tell them that you're going to do a housing development, and then tell them you're going to do a high density housing development, and then tell them you're going to do an affordable housing.
Right. Yes.
And all of those just continue to, you know, escalate the you know, the folks with pitchforks and torches, right?
Yeah.
So I think, and unfortunately, you know, these guys are in an environment where they have to get elected,
mm-hmm.
and so they have to pander to that voting public to some degree. But, you know, we would hope that we would try and get some consistency and message, and, you know, show that based on the demand and what it is that we're trying to do here in the community, that there's, you know, there's plenty of room.
But I can understand a concern where, like in the North Valleys, where there was tremendous flooding last year, and still is water sitting there and damaging homes, and a lot of them fault what happened in the development. So I can understand developers needing to take special action to make sure they don't impact negatively a community.
Right.
But to demand gutters and sidewalks when there are more innovative ways to control water seems like the city council is almost micromanaging some of these developers.
Oh, completely. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, there's the accepted standards out there, you know, that come from different areas, and certainly one of the challenges. I think, you know, unfortunately, we're kind of paying for, you know, some of what happened previously, right? So the issue in North Valley is really those projects were done 50 years ago, right? So a lot's changed in how we develop and how we approach projects now. So much higher, you know, much more stringent in terms of, you know, the design review process and what's going into it. I think Damani Ranch is a perfect example, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's something that's been developed in the last 20 years. You didn't hear anything about any flooding, you know, when all that was going on.
And it was in a wetland area,
It was a wetland area, right? I mean, there's still substantial wetlands over there, but but our design principles and practices now, our construction means and methods have all improved to a point where, you know, these things are much more manageable. And so, unfortunately, some of those fears, you know, there is some some bad stuff that carried over, but I guarantee you anything going forward now, it's much more thought out, much more, you know, reviewed and less impactful.
Well, that's good. Now, I saw recently that the city council approved a grant to fund Sky Mountain Apartments up in, are you aware of this grant that the city of Reno has offered?
I was just kind of curious,
is the city spending taxpayer dollars to put into housing? But we'll actually answer that right as we come back from break. Right now, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
My name is Reed. Envy Energy and the PUC sabotaged rooftop solar. They put me out of business. I had to cancel 250 projects and lay off 40 employees. And now, Envy Energy wants to kill energy choice. They want to put profits above clean energy in the 34,000 jobs it will bring.
After the way NV Energy treated us, sorry, you left us no choice.
Competition means more clean energy jobs. Break up with NV Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question 3.
Sorry, NV Energy. It's over.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on the Nevada Newsmakers with Aaron West from the Nevada Builders Alliance. So, a year ago, Assistant City Manager Bill Thomas of the City of Reno asked the City Council, Reno City Council, for definable and focused goals regarding affordable housing.
Right.
Are we there?
No, unfortunately, we have a couple council members who, one in particular that is just, I don't want to say anti-growth, but certainly marginally, let's just say not supportive of new development. And then we have a couple that, you know, again, they tend to, in my opinion, they tend to overthink some of the stuff. But, you know, in all, they've got, you know, they've got the bright idea. Well.
Can't even say the bright ideas or the right ideas. Yeah.
I was going to say, you know, it's tough, though, right? I mean, at the end of the day, we need more capacity. We need more inventory, right, mm-hmm. in order to move the needle on this. And again, they're just... it's a political machine, right? And so they're very fearful of those folks that come out and oppose these projects.
But you've got a Mayor Sheevy on the cover of Nevada Biz magazine saying Reno's open for business.
Mm-hmm.
So they want the jobs, but they're not dealing with the issues of, they're trying to micromanage, it seems like, or even let government solve the housing issue when the market should be solving the housing issue.
Right.
I mean, you gave me something about Seattle.
Right.
Seattle's looking at rent control and subsidizing housing and all these kind of things. Government really can't fix our housing issue.
No, and we've seen in other areas, right, the inclusionary zoning where you start mandating that every project have a certain number of affordable units, and again, all that does is pile onto the cost.
Yeah.
And so, you know, their version of, you know, government getting in there, I guess, in a way that they can, you know, they can fix a piece of it,
mm-hmm.
But all it's going to do is affect the rest, right? So,
yeah.
I think, again, it's, you know, like we've been talking, the idea that let the market. Hey, there's plenty of protections in place for everybody. But let's kind of get out of the way and let the market do what it wants to do. Because to your point, everybody's excited about the job growth, and all the companies that are coming in here. But it's really becoming a problem.
Yeah, what do you expect at the legislature next year? Do you think they're going to be dealing with this issue? We keep seeing some interim committees. I know Senator Ratty's been doing some stuff.
Right.
On affordable housing.
Yeah, they just wrapped up their interim and made some recommendations for BDRs. I was just reviewing that information, and a lot of it has to do with removing some redundancies and making some clarifications. I don't think there's really going to be anything earth shattering. I think there's enough of a difference, but the difference between North and South, right? Mm-hmm. And then we have Clark County and Washoe County, and then the rest of the state is just so rural in nature. So I think I'm not expecting anything earth shattering, but I guess depending on how the elections go, it could be interesting.
It could be. So I want to end on this one. You bought your company, or the Nevada Village Alliance, bought Jack's Bar in Carson City, which is an iconic place in Carson. So why and what are you going to do?
Right. Well, we were very fortunate through one of my board members. We were able to open up a dialogue with the owners. Unfortunately, the building has just been deteriorating, mm-hmm. over the last several years, but to have that iconic location right across from the legislature. The building was built in 1899.
Oh, wow.
And opened as the Bank Saloon. And so, we are in a unique position. We have access to resources that most folks, may not be able to afford. Mm-hmm. And so I think, we're really looking forward to taking this on as a community project. So far the outpouring of support has been awesome. So we're really looking forward to getting in there putting it back to, just a great iconic status.
So you're going to restore it, I take it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to rebuild and come back with, our intent is to open the Bank Saloon in the front half.
How
and and then we'll probably have some offices in the back.
That's great. Well, it's exciting. I think it's a good thing for Carson City.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Are you looking forward to the next legislative session, or are you a little worried?
The last one was a little rough, mm-hmm. right? And thankfully, we had a great governor in place that ended up having to veto 41 bills.
Yeah.
So we're a little nervous that, this election is going to be pretty pivotal.
Well, let's hope they don't try to undo a construction defect that we made good progress on.
Exactly.
Well, thank you, Aaron, for joining us. Appreciate
it.
We'll be back next on Nevada Newsmakers.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features, and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't going to let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York. And I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey,
And we're back on Nevada Newsmakers with our Power Pundit panel. Today we have Connie McMullen, who is publisher of the Senior Spectrum magazine, Sam Kumar, past chairman of the Washoe County Republican Party, and my longtime friend, Lisa Caffaretta, now with principal of Caffaretta & Company. So I just chatted a little bit with Aaron West about affordable housing, and it's a statewide issue. It's a countrywide issue. But it seems like the city council, at least in Reno, has just not... They've been talking about it for 4 years, and they've really not come up with any serious plans. Is affordable housing something that our government should be fixing or the market should be fixing?
Well, it's a combination of the two because land use is a highly regulated industry. So the zoning that we put in place, the regulations that we put on any building will impact the cost of housing. So there are pieces that the city council can look at. Inclusionary zoning is a somewhat controversial one, but it's worked in other areas. But I think mostly it's just having a long-term plan that addresses a mix of housing that will help people throughout the life cycle, because young kids, and I know Connie will talk about seniors, need a different housing arrangement than families.
Yeah. So for the first time, I'm going to agree with you, Lisa, on the show. So this is a historic moment. Regulations can be a major problem. We look at Seattle, what has happened there. It's an absolute disaster. So anytime we talk about government involvement, it concerns me. Keep the regulations at a minimum and let supply catch up with the demand. Basically, like we're talking off the camera, we had that gap between 2005, 2010. Because of the housing bubble, construction went down. Sooner or later, it's going to catch up because the property values have gotten significantly higher, and we are past where we were in 2004, 2005, before the bubble. Mm-hmm. So I think we need to be a little patient. It's sometimes very difficult. Rents are going up. Property values are going up. Eventually, it'll level out.
Well, Connie, we keep hearing so much about we need to have affordable housing for the workers that are here, but you deal with a totally different audience that's also really hurt by this.
Well, you know, in 2002, the city of Reno did a needs assessment, and that needs assessment said over 80% of single-family housing, especially in South Reno, were all senior people. Senior who had lost a spouse, retiring, aging in place for 30 years. Well, fast forward 25 years, and this is the population that is aging in place, needs all these services that they did not need. They did not have disabilities or an illness. And so what is going to happen with that group? They are selling, most of them, their homes because they're getting, it's a seller's market today. But where are they going to go? You know, assisted living today is off the charts financially. Nobody wants to go to a nursing home. At least you have to have at least three qualifying ADLs to be part of that. And nobody wants to be there anyway. Everybody wants to age in place in the community. So what is the answer to that? The biggest people who have no housing, the biggest homeless is the senior population.
Wow.
They are rising faster than the children. And with the way that the aging number is growing, we're expecting a 20% increase before 2030 here. So it is, it's become a very complex question. I don't know what the answers are. The city's been trying to do transitional housing, and then they have the small little unit housing that they're putting together, the small houses. You know, I'm really not sure that that is a safe environment for vulnerable people to be. So when you talk seniors, you're talking a very complex population that has a lot of needs. I don't know what it is, but I really would like to see the state get ahead of it, the federal government get ahead of it before rather than now, like we're always chasing. You hear about those small group homes that are housing mm-hmm. the people that have behavioral health issues. That's a very big problem. Mm-hmm. But it's a small problem compared to what we're going to see down the road.
Are we seeing the market supply 55 and older, 65 and older living areas that are, you know, be it assisted living or at least independent living that transitions? I've seen that around the country, but I don't really see it that much going on in our area.
You know, there's not. There's not a lot of it. And I know Toll Brothers is building up on the south portion of town. But those properties are really expensive. Mm-hmm. The average senior who's living on Social Security, which is what, an average of $1,500 a month, how are they going to get in there? And how are they going to take care of themselves, afford pharmaceuticals, some of their medical needs? it's just not realistic. It is for some people who have done very well. You know, Reno is a bedroom community, and they get the California transplants who have done very well selling their property. But for the bulk of seniors living here, they're low income. They have very little hopes of improving their financial status.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to transition real quick to politics. This weekend we had President Trump in Las Vegas, and we had Elizabeth Warren in Reno, both speaking to their each party's convention. Even though Nevada is fairly solidly blue, it sounds like Nevada is still in play as a swing state. Are we expecting that for next year? Or this year, I should say.
I think Nevada stays a swing state for a couple more cycles because there's a Democratic voter advantage, it's still a state where people will vote for the person, not the party. Yeah. And so you get, you know, you get mixed results. Yeah. So I think that stays the same.
We only have about 10 seconds, but Sam, go ahead. Yeah.
Definitely, especially in a non-presidential cycle, it is a clear swing state.
Yeah. Do you see the seniors getting out to vote the same way?
And you know, Republicans have done well federally. There's been a lot of criticism, but it's like everybody says, look at your wallet.
Yeah. Well, it'll be an election year with a wallet as the issue, no doubt.
Yes, it is.
Thank you all for being here. We'll be back to submit it after this.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. Tomorrow, we'll be joined by Pat Hickey from the Charter School Association of Nevada. Thanks for watching.